Organize Me Radio, episode 66, Organizing Vet Talks Business Milestones. I'm Naima Ford Goldson. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Organize Me Radio. I'm Naima Ford Goldson, and today's guest is the super organizer in Los Angeles. Please welcome my friend, James Lott Jr. Welcome.
Hi, it's so good to see you again. You were on my show a couple of years ago.
Yes.
But you know, I support my Black women, so I am very glad to be here. Thank you.
Yes, and we appreciate it. And I support my Black men. However, you're the only one I ever met in this industry.
Yes. So let me tell you something. So there was one guy a few years ago that someone said I should talk to. He was Black also. Forgot his name. We sent each other an email. He never followed through on having all my shows. I've never met another Black male organizer.
Yeah.
Where he is, if you're out there, hi, contact me. I don't know where you are. But I don't know. I've never met another one.
So it's crazy. And so you're celebrating 15 years in business, right? So of course it's crazy that you've only come across one Black man, right?
Yeah.
But tell us your story. How did you get your start in the organizing industry?
Yeah, I love telling a story actually, because it's about mindset. And for me, it was really about mindset and age. I was turning 40. And it can be 15 years ago, I was turning 40. Yes, kids. I know I look like I'm 40 now, but it was turning 40 and I was unhappy at my job. I was working at a corporate job, was not happy. Living in San Francisco, not happy. Hated the weather up there, not happy. And I sat down and I literally had the paper somewhere. On a line paper, wrote, these are all things about every job I've ever had that I like, not dislike, that I liked. So I was a nurse, I was in retail, I was in food, so I was just writing down all the everything I liked about each of those jobs. Showed it to my aunt and to my mother. Aunt Faith gets lots of credit for this. And she says, there's a business in here somewhere. I don't know what it is, but there's something for you. Now, it's the recession, it's 2008, 2009, recession. I'm making good money, good benefits. Entrepreneurship was never on my radar. I thought that's what other people, that somebody else does that, I don't know what that means. And I didn't know what it was, but I knew I wanted to change my life at all costs. I was getting stomach aches, I was getting an ulcer. I was like, I need to get out of here. And so I was like, oh, let me mold this over. I took a chance, came back to Los Angeles, where I'm from, actually in Inglewood, California, Inglewood, South LA. Inglewood, came back to the childhood home that I grew up in and now I own, and close to my parents and my brother and sisters. I was like, okay, I'll come back here and I'll just kind of take my 401k and my savings and see what happens. And I kept looking at it. Then I found a book. God Sends You Messages. Mm-hmm. I found a book by Julie Morgenstern, who was a person in our business, and it was called Organizing from the Inside Out. Mm-hmm. I was like, this. I mean, I literally found it. It was like on a bus bench or something. And I literally took it home, wiped it off, don't know what was on there. But then I started reading it and I fell in love with it. I'm like, this is a business? Then I started looking around. I heard it's like a young industry. So this is like 2009. So they said maybe like late 80s, it was starting to do something. Like, I can organize. And that's what, and at the same time though, I was acting. I thought I wanted to be an actor for a minute. So I was on a show called House, a little show called House, big show. I did a couple commercials, but I was just kind of feeling around. And I was like, how do you start a business? So my mother's friend hired me to organize her bathroom. I'm like, well, I'll do it the way I always like. My bedrooms are always organized. I started kind of doing it that way, and she loved it. She said, can you do my bedroom? Can you do this? So then once a week, I go to her house. I started that way. Then literally, like my whole business, word of mouth, she told two friends, and she told two friends, and so on, like the old commercial. I'm like, oh my God, I have a business. And I looked it up, and I saw NAPO. Mm-hmm. Back there was an Association of Professional Organizers. Mm-hmm. Like, it's actually a business thing.
Yeah.
So I signed, so they went into the whole thing, and that's how I actually started. So one person at a time, I started kind of organizing, and that's how I got started.
So we were joking a little bit ago about, you know, you being the only Black man I've ever met in the industry and you meeting one other, you know, there's, I'll say we don't have a lot of black people in the industry as a whole. You know, it's a white woman dominated industry, right? So we have some black women, but we don't have a whole lot. But I'm curious to know, what has your experience been as a black man in the industry?
So what's funny is I did a series in 2020 called The Super Organizer, Man in the PO Industry. I did about 12 episodes. They were very popular. They're on my YouTube channel, JLJ Media, because people kept asking me about that. And also it was during Black Lives Matter when mm-hmm. George Floyd thing happened, and I was getting lots of people coming to me for advice and stuff. So the basics for me were ranged from, do I put my face on the cover of my cards or my pass out materials? Because my name is James Lott Jr. It's not ethnic at all.
Right.
I come from mixed race family, so I just all know story. Mm-hmm. But my name is not, it doesn't sound like anything. So I was like, okay. So when I used to show up to some of the consultations, you see their face go, oh, you're James Lott Jr. Like, where? And I get those jobs. So for me, I'm a big black man. I'm like 6 feet, 200 something pounds. So a big black man also. It was very much sometimes shock, sometimes grace. But then I started to change my strategy. I was like, what area is not being actually talked to? Black folks, mm-hmm. Latino folks.
Yeah.
Mostly in cultures where you're talked to everything yourself and don't ask for help.
Right.
And I said, okay. And I'm an ex-geriatric nurse. So I said, well, if I go even narrower than that, women over 50. To this day, that's mostly my clients, 80% of my clientele is women over 50. I start going in my own neighborhood, my own back, from my first client on, in my backyard, and going, I can organize that garage for you. I can help you with that closet. And what happened was, they didn't realize, just like an electrician or a plumber or a gardener or a housekeeper, you could hire an organizer. And let me be very clear, folks out there, no shade to anybody, can do both. Not all organizers are cleaners, not all cleaners are organizers.
Right.
And I've had clients that I just tried. They just throw shit in there. I'm like, the point is some people just they don't know that there's actually processes. It's kind of crazy. But I found that they started to trust me. I became their surrogate son, surrogate husband or late husband, surrogate nephew, it became this thing where, because I looked like them and I was a little younger than they are, they liked it. They liked having somebody come in and help them get organized. They could trust me. And I found that's, I kind of navigated my own way there, but then it did grow into the general population where I do help. I have white clients also. But at first it was very much, I was getting the jobs. I was going, let me go to my own neighborhood.
Yeah.
And see what's going on. But I'll tell you one quick story that it's a bad story. And I'm going to tell it because I like to share the story all the time.
Yeah.
So one white person hired me. It was a woman hired me, and she knows black and everything. But she hired me. I come to her house to organize. I show up. Hey, I'm here. James, why don't you just hear this? Let's do this. And her white boyfriend pulls her to the side into the bedroom. Of course, the walls are super thin. And says, I don't want that monkey touching my stuff. And this is 2014.
Wow.
How long ago? 15. And I'm standing there. I'm like, what are you talking about? Me? Oh, you're talking about like an actual monkey somewhere. You're so shy.
Yeah.
And she's like, he's good. I don't want his brown paws over my stuff. I don't trust him. You wouldn't say it to my face. And I was standing there like, okay. Now, should I just not be professional or still try to be professional? Because that's the whole point. You know, an angry black man at the whole thing, right?
Right.
So I'm like, okay. She comes out. And she's like, I'm really sorry. I'll still pay you for the, you know, you said you showed up. I said, no, keep your money. So the fact that you're allowing this to happen, you're just as culpable as he is. And I walked out.
Yeah.
And that's just something that I will never forget. And I don't know how many people who didn't hire me after they saw me being Black thought the same way. That's why I thought, this is very interesting for me. I have to be careful because a lot of this is known as a white woman's job. Yeah. Now, there are Asian organizers, and Latino, I mean, we're out there, but I was like, this is, I may encounter this. And this is in Los Angeles. I wasn't even like in the South or nothing. It was in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So that was kind of crazy.
That's tough, because the reality is a lot of Black organizers deal with that. You know, that's been our experience. You know, some of us don't get jobs because we're Black, right? We don't get as many opportunities as the white organizers get. You know, take like TV shows, for example, right? We have shows with white organizers. However, where are the shows with Black organizers? There are a couple shows with Black organizers, but they're on a network that doesn't have the reach like an HGTV, right? They don't have that reach, you know, like a Magnolia Network or, you know, something along those lines. So it's like, we're okay with Black organizers as long as they're over there and they're not coming into our space.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I'm so glad, because now for folks who don't know this, I work in the entertainment business also. My other company is JLG Media, so I work in both. And I had a deal with In the Mall Entertainment, North America, about 6-7 years ago. That fell through. It fell through, which happens in this business. But they loved me. I did some test. I have some test videos out there somewhere of me organizing stuff. And they were saying, your charisma, plus you look different than anybody else. You're a Black man. It'd be great to put you on. And that, they had a hard time placing me. Not the team that really loved me, and I believed in them. It was the bigger team. It was the networks. Yeah. So I'm glad you said it. No shade to the home edit. No shame to all the people who are doing it. Good for you girls. But, you know, I don't even see it on Black networks. You know, not even on BET or Clio or anything, you know, or Bounce or anything like these streaming networks. I don't see anything with Black folks organizing. It doesn't have to be Clean Sweep and all those old shows with Niecy Nash. We loved that back in the day. But I'm like, there are actual organizers who are wonderful, who are doing amazing work, and we just need the color and face represented on, just need that on there. And this business is, that's a whole other story.
Yeah, that's a whole other story. We can get.
I'm glad you brought that up though, because I did have something that we're working on, and I know I would have been good. That's not even just to be conceited or anything. I just know I would have done a great job. Could have got a great team together. And I could have represented this place, our industry, very well.
Yeah.
And maybe open the door for then Black female organizers to get right. on. I mean, my whole thing is like opening doors for everybody else.
Right. Yeah. And I think that, you know, especially like these days, I feel like a lot of things have to have a celebrity component to it. So let's say Cardi B decided she wanted to become an organizer or do an organizer show. They let Cardi B do an organizer
that,
show.
I would watch that though, to see what's going on. But yeah, like, go ahead. Yes.
So, okay.
I would tune in to see. Or NeNe Leakes or something. Like, I would tune in to see the first episode. But
they could also be creating, like, you know, Black organizers and personalities and allowing us to go out there and shine instead of having to bring in someone who is of a completely different industry in to get, you know, people to watch. But again, that could be a whole nother podcast that we could talk about because I have something.
I can talk about this business. Trust me. I can talk about this business. Yeah.
So you've been in the business for 15 years. Congratulations. What are some of the differences that you've seen from when you started to now?
The growth. Because when I started, it was still not big. I mean, since I've been on now with the whole Recondo and that kind of brief kind of big thing, the Swedish death thing, that was big for me. Like, I'm seeing pockets of organization crazes happening. Which that wasn't happening before that. I'm like, wow, it's kind of happening. And the word professional organizer is starting to permeate other areas because now I actually organize my fellow actors, producers, right? So now they know I'm kind of they know what one is. Before they never heard the word in their lives. So that has changed in 15 years for sure. More opportunities in 15 years now to promote your business. When I started, girl, I went to Vistaprint. And I printed out 500 for $4.99, whatever, the brochures, the postcards, and cards. Yeah. And I was walking up and down the street, and I was passing them out, like, hire me, hire me, hire me. Where now, you can actually go on free media and post pictures and make cards on media, not to walk the streets. You can like, literally go on Instagram. Those things weren't here. There was no Instagram. There was no Twitter when I started. There was only Facebook. YouTube was kind of infancy still. But I've noticed a lot of that. That was not here. So that's another difference also. Secondly, I've also noticed a lot of younger people starting to get into the industry.
Yeah.
And there are some colleges and universities that are out here in California that are teaching organizational. They have different titles. They don't say professional organizing, but it's like organizational or time management courses. They're starting to add that in there in their curriculums because, come on, what other profession is something that everyone can use from age 2 to 92?
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen how vast, you know, with the addition of virtual organizing, that's something new that was out there 15 years ago. I've seen a lot of difference in this business.
Okay, so I'm right there with you with the Vistaprint. I started my business and I became a professional organizer in 2012, and then started in 2013. So even then, you know, Instagram. I don't remember exactly when Instagram started. Did it start in 2013? Whatever the case was, you know, it wasn't like a tool for your business, right? It was a tool when it came out. It was a tool to take selfies and to show what your life was like and this and that, you know, and all that. So all of that kind of came along while, you know, I was there too. And it's kind of hard to adjust a little bit to it, you know, and try to get on board with, you know, what everyone's doing. I feel like for organizers coming in now, it's so much easier. You can have one handle for everything. You know, when like we started, it's like a different, you didn't really have handles, right? So then it's like, okay, let me try to get my handle, and then it's taken. It's like, okay, well, what do I do? Right? You know, so it's a lot easier for them now. But I'm also curious to know, you mentioned that you work with a lot of celebrities, you're in the entertainment industry. What's your specialty? Is your specialty working with celebrity clients?
My specialty is starting you out.
Okay.
Because my motto is, and I have a book out that says this motto, it's called Small Steps Lead to Large Rewards. That is my thing. I believe in, how do you finish an elephant? One chunk at a time. You know, that old saying. It's all about, I'm good at getting you started. I'm a good mindset. I'm also a professional life coach. Coach Training Alliance, shout out to you guys. We're doing that for like 10 years also, something like that. But I'm good at getting you started. So I'm finding when a lot of people I work with, they're like, how do you start? Like they have ideas already, what they want to do, what they want to see. They don't know how to start. So I always say, well, my specialty is getting you started. And again, my specialty is kind of people over 50. Well, when it comes to the celebrities, because I'm also, I mean, in some circles, I'm a star, whatever that means, but I'm in their field. So I know how to be silent. Mm. I know how to be discreet. Mm-hmm. I know how to be trustworthy. And some of you sign NDAs, which are called non-disclosure agreements, for instance, I don't know that. But some don't. They're just like, we trust you because they know I'm in the business. So I've just kind of, my specialty has been kind of, again, getting them started. We have all this memorabilia because one person I work with is Shirley Ralph. Everyone is Shirley Ralph. Her family is just as nice as you would think they were.
Kellar said, hey.
What's up? So my girl, Neil, says, hey. She's like, who that? No. But no, I love Shirley. Shirley's just, and we're both from the Caribbean, so we love it. But anyway, so but the whole thing is, she was just like, I have all this stuff archived from Moesha and Dream Girl stuff. Can we find a way to so it doesn't get ruined? She said, I don't know where to start.
Yeah.
I have all these wigs, this wig room. I don't know where to start. So I'm like, I can start you out. So what I do is I can set it all up or work with you and we work together. So when I'm up there, it's whatever. My whole thing is getting you started. Now I said, well, that's my specialty is getting you started. And I'm a cheerleader, natural cheerleader. And so you're gonna hear me going, go girl, you can do it. Come on, you can do it. And laugh maybe, and I make some funny anecdotes, I say crazy things, but you feel like they feel like empowered to actually do something.
So what advice would you give organizers that are new to the industry, or organizers that could have been here for a while, but they're still having trouble trying to find their niche, or they might not know where they fit in the industry?
Good question. And number one, I would say be an entrepreneur or a solopreneur or mompreneur or all those words, self-employed, whatever words you want to use to describe yourself. It ain't easy. Just, I mean, like in all seriousness, like, and you know this, you've been doing it for over 10 years yourself, whatever. It ain't easy. It's not for the faint at heart. No. You have to decide, is this a hobby or your business? And if it's a business, you got to go. And I took some business courses just to brush up years ago. I went to Cal State LA and just a small business management, just kind of get myself together. Mm-hmm. It's a business. You have to invest. You have to continue investing in yourself. And consistency. Because I don't care if you have one client or 20. I don't care if you have one view on a video or 100. Just keep going. It's going to hit. I'm gonna name drop for a second. The late Emmy winner, Ed Asner, from Mary Tyler Moore Show and all those different things, was a friend of mine. He passed away last year. Mm-hmm. He told me once, James, do not turn off the road. As long as you're on the road, you'll hit things. A grocery store, a mall, whatever. As long as you're trying to get somewhere, stay on the road. It's when you pull aside or pull off or go off the off ramp and just go sit over here, well, then nothing's going to happen. Mm. And I just feel like sometimes the road is boring.
Yeah.
You're just driving for miles and ain't nothing going on but grass or trees or nothing. Mountains. Goes, but then eventually you'll hit civilization. So he said that to me. He was in business like 90 years. So I mean, if I can't believe him, then like who do you? So I mean, and I noticed a lot of people I talk to who've been in businesses for a long time. That's what it is. You will fail. You will drop. You will this. You will that. You will make mistakes. There's a million things that are going to happen. But you have to just be consistent. So I say to you, I see you. I see you out there. It's hard as F. I see you. There are times when I want to scream, pull all my hair's under the cap right now, but I have a lot of hair. I'd pull it out if I had to. And other times I love it more than life itself, and I couldn't imagine doing anything else. Being consistent. The second thing I would want to say to people who are this, you can do it. If I can do it, if Homegirl Hair can do it, you can do it too. And our business at this point is so vast and wide. Find your niche. You can find it. What do you like to do? Are you a computer person? There are plenty of things you can do in the organizing industry involving data and computers. If you are a person who likes hands-on, if you're a handyman or a handywoman, there's plenty you can do in that space too. If you are a virtual person, there's that. You want to be a teacher. There's so many different areas. You want to work with young moms. You want to work with college students. You want to work with children. I mean, there's like so many things you can do in this business. Just keep fighting. But I would say stay true to yourself and think about what do you like to do? Because that goes back to my piece of paper that I did 15 years ago and said, what was the things I liked in every job? And many of those things I kept circling, they kept coming up, organizing, filing, this. I mean, they kept coming up,
yeah.
Customer service. That's what kept coming up. So I'm actually staying true to myself by the kind of organizing. I love older people. I love my women. And I have a few men clients too. But I love my women's. We have a good time, and I'm really here to help you. But that's part of my stuff.
I love that because I feel like, you know, when you're whatever business you're in, there are, of course, there are ebbs and flows of business, right? There are times where you have a really great year. There are times where the year isn't so great, right? There are, you know, maybe months you don't get a client. Then there's a month where you have clients set up like almost every day, you know? And I feel like, you know, along the lines of you, like the keep going, that's always what keeps me motivated as well, to just keep going, because you never know what might be around that corner, right? You never know, like whatever your goal is, whatever you're trying to get to, it could have been right there and you stopped. You pulled off, like you said, you pulled off on the side of the road. And then now that's gonna miss you because you didn't keep going. So being consistent, I think that's some really, really good advice. And, you know, I wish that I had people like saying that to me in my ear when I started, because I feel like it's so easy to get discouraged. But then, like, kind of having a community and having other like-minded people around you helps. Like having that community, being a part of an association, NABPO, NAPO, ICD, like all the resources that you have, you don't have to do it by yourself. And I feel like sometimes new organizers feel like if they're in some kind of group with other organizers, it's a competition thing, but it does not have to be that way, because like you said, there are so many different, different niches in within our industry alone.
And we're a messy country, folks. We
We
are a
are.
messy, messy country. Trust and believe there is plenty of work. And the thing is, there's work. We're not even tapping into it fully. Our industry is not even getting to everybody. Like, there's so much work out there for us on so many scales that's, I keep trying to talk about. That's why I do a lot of media, which we'll get into that soon, I'm sure, that I try to get out to people that there is every corner of the globe needs us. I mean, I mean, I was interviewed by the Finnish organizers once. So it's like they have people over there need people. I'm like, there's enough work to go around. There's no competition to me. That's why I have fellow organizers out here that we share work sometimes. Like, if I can't do it, talk to Tanisha Lyons Porter. If I can't do it, talk to Robin Reynolds. If I can't do it, talk to Regina Lark. Like, those are my girls. I mean, if I can't do it, I pass it on to them. If I can, or suggest them. Like, I mean, there's plenty of work to go around, unfortunately and fortunately.
I just have to say, I love that you named all three of them, because all three of them have been on Organize Me Radio. So check
Oh,
out their episodes too. I
there you go. Those are my
love
girls. Those three are my girls. Those three, I mean, Tanisha Lyons Porter is joy personified. Robin Reynolds is so smart and it's just a great organizer. And Regina's my sister girl. So I mean, like, she's Dr. Regina, she's Dr. Regina Lark. That's my girl.
Yeah, Dr. Regina Lark.
She's actually, I just talked to her today. So I mean, they're part of my circle. So yes, I love them.
So, okay. So you have done so much. Can you tell, we'll get into all of that, but can you tell
Yeah.
me, like, what specific opportunities have you gotten from organizing?
Yeah, when you sent me this pre-list before, I was saying, yeah, because I have all these opportunities. I was like, okay, so what? I was like, this is for organizers, so I can narrow it down. One of the biggest things was I had a blog, and that blog led to my own radio show. And to my knowledge, I was the only person. I looked around; nobody else had it. I was the only person on the radio doing organizing. As Adrenaline Radio, Hi Adrenaline Radio, they gave me a chance. Then. From that, I got a TV show on YouTube through AfterBuzz TV, and it was a super organizer Christmas show, organizing show. And I was doing tips on Christmas and Thanksgiving. Now it's like 12 episodes at one point. So I mean, I got some really great opportunities from that. But now I have my longest running show, the super organizer show with James Lott Jr., which she's been on also. It's celebrating 9 years of that.
Woohoo!
I can't believe it.
Congratulations.
Okay, so now it's my own network, and I do it, and I love that. Also, I also was able to meet certain people, speak at different conferences, but especially at NAPO. I spoke at several NAPO conferences, speaking at one actually in February in San Diego. So speaking engagements have come out of it. People I've met, there are people, I mean, I've met people that, like I said, in the business, who are like, you're an organizer too. So that's a great opportunities to be able to have that happen also. I've been in Forbes magazine twice because as an organizer. That was very cool also. So yeah, it's been some again, you just I'm minding my own business, organizing the world, and things come to me. I'm like, okay, sure. That's because I stayed on the lane and I'm moving along and I'm putting out content and I'm just like, and my thoughts are, I love this business. And if anybody who knows me knows, I love this business. I talk about this business 24/7. I love organizing.
Okay, so speaking of,
Oh, no, sorry. Sorry. I forgot the biggest thing of all. I was on Jimmy Kimmel Live. I forgot 2 years ago. I'm like, how can I forget the biggest thing? I was on there as an organizer, and my website crashed, and people were like, you represented us so well. I mean, I used to organize again. I was on Jimmy Kimmel. I may actually made television history as the first guest in 14 months on late night television after the pandemic.
That was awesome. Yes, I remember seeing that in Your Mask and All. I was like, that's James Law Jr. I told my husband, that's James Law Jr. He's on Jimmy Kimmel. What in the world? I thought that was so cool. That's so fun. But see, keep on going and you can get opportunities like that too. That's amazing.
You never know. But sorry, I've got that's the biggest one. I need to mention that. That's the biggest one with Jimmy Kimmel.
I love it. So the Super Organizer Show.
Yes.
Tell us more about it. So you have your podcast, like you said, it's long running. What made you decide to start the podcast? And then what topics do you cover? What guests have you interviewed? Tell us about it.
Yeah, no, I'm very proud of it. It's my longest running. And like I said, it first started as a blog. Adrenaline was like, can you make that into a podcast? I was like, make that to a radio show. I was like, oh, I guess. And radio was always my dream. I have this voice. Radio was always my dream. And then after I left them, and I said, there's a world called podcasting, I do it myself. I decided I wanted to talk about everything and anything under the sun that has to do with productivity, time management, organization, mindset. I've had the last 7 presidents of NAPO on my show, some of them multiple times. I've had people from all walks of life. Talk about some actors. I've had my daughter on there once. I've talked to friends. I had friends come on. I've had other organizers. My thing is, we're real authentic. That's my whole branding anyway. I tell like it is and shame the devil. That's what I do. And I had an episode once that people loved. It was called I'm Messy Sometimes Too. And I talked about that. And I said, because normally I am very organized. Things are in place. But I said, there was a couple times I was so busy with life and I just didn't feel like organizing. Yeah. And I just tell the business, I tell like it is. Like, I don't feel like I'm organizing everybody else. I don't organize myself. I'm tired. You know, and people love it. And so I'm very much, I don't tell people what to do. I present to them. I say, here you go. Here's this person's way. It may work for you. Here's this person's way. I want to showcase everybody. And I try to do all walks of life. And I try to say as many colors as I can. Several languages. I speak Spanish. I did have people with Spanish come on. So, I mean, I'm a super organizer. So that's the big thing. It's about not being the greatest organizer, just about being super about organizing an organization. That's what I do. And my show reflects that. It's about, come on, if you're an actor. Let's talk about how you do that. How do you organize auditions? So I'm trying to show the public organization and time management's in everything. Mm-hmm. Productivity is in everything. And I've had people talk about high school stuff and organizing college kids. Like it's all there. So my show is very wide about showcasing our industry.
I love it. And I love your show. And you've done so many, like, oh my God, like the list of accomplishments, the list of things that you've done. You're a songwriter, you're an author. There are so many things that you've done. Tell us about some of those other things that you've done. You've told us some, a little bit, but tell us a little bit more. And then do you have any fun projects coming up?
Yeah, it's funny. So I'm a multi-hyphenate. I've always been that way since I was, before I even came up with the word multi-hyphenate when I was a kid. Most of the days, you're always a group hopper. Like in high school, I was known to be friends in all the groups. I was never part of just one, but I knew people from every group. That's how I am. I survey the land and that's mm-hmm. it. I'm a very ambitious person, a little bit of an overachiever. And I told myself when I turned 40, I said, I'm going to do things I want to do. I'm going to try stuff that I want to try. And some of the things I'm doing now started out as an experiment or just trying. So for one of the things I do is I'm a recording artist. I have over 10 albums out and over 400 songs out there in the world. I write for other people. Wow. And I mean, it's just crazy. So my latest album is a Christmas album. It's called Silver Bells and Disco Balls.
Okay.
And it's a dance Christmas album. It's out now and it's doing pretty well. Thank you. But I'm all about having fun. I'm mostly a spoken word artist set to music, even though I do sing on some songs too. But I started out as just a fun little project between me and a couple producers, like, James, we love your voice, let's do something. And now it's become another career for me. Author. I've always wanted to be a writer since I was a kid. That was something I knew I wanted to do at some point. But when I learned you can self-publish books, I was like, let me just put a few books out and see what happens. And they sold. So I have over 65 books out there.
Wow.
as myself and collaborators. I say I'm the James Patterson of James Lots or whatever. And I have all these books out there that range from organizing, which I'm actually working on two more organizing books, folks, coming out next year. Love That's it. A fun process I'm working on. But I have books that are mysteries, dramas, comedies, some are autobiographical, but they're all out there. And so they're at Amazon. You get those paperback or Kindle. But that's something. Then I got into this media world. I never thought I'd be a TV host or a video host. I got a place called AfterBuzz TV here in North Hollywood, and I was hosting soap shows. So Days Are Alive, Young and the Restless, Bold and Beautiful, and Why Not. I still do that to this day. I kind of fell into it. I guested on a show once. I walked to the studio. I'm like, the lights, the camera, I'm never leaving. And they couldn't get rid of me. So for 6 years, 7 years, I was there and I had over 805 hours of television.
Wow.
I won awards for two of my shows, Breaking Into, which I featured Black artists on that. I was very proud that I showed my awards up there somewhere. So I'm still doing that. So I have over 50 podcasts on my network that I work with other people or myself. Then during the pandemic, when everything shut down, it's like my latest accomplishment, the youngest of all accomplishments. I'm an audio drama writer, producer, and director. We start writing audio dramas. They're like a cross between an audiobook and a TV soap opera, but on podcast form.
Okay.
I've written over 17 different series. They are out there now. Latest series is called The Kringles. It's Santa Claus's cousins in South Pole. It's a whole funny thing to do. All my stuff's whimsical. And I won an award. I won a major award, ISA award for one of my shows, Forever and a Day. That's back there too. But I just an audio drama world. So now I'm part of that. So I'm a host. I'm a producer, director, writer, podcaster, interviewer. I'm getting ready for the Daytime Emmys next month. That's very exciting. They're fine because the strikes are over now. So we're very excited. So they'll be here in LA, thank God. So I'll be hosting the Daytime Emmys and doing all the red carpets, hopefully, and all that stuff that I do every year. That's exciting. But yeah, I always have something going on. And then I became a certified life coach about 8-9 years ago. So I have actual coaching clients too that are separate from organizing. I have like 10 streams of income coming in from different things.
Yeah.
For me, it's like I wake up, I have my schedules, I have my stuff, I have my five computers out right now, four. And I just have like, I have it all, my day is different every day. So I never get bored. Today I can wake up and go, oh, I have Shirley Roth this morning. And this afternoon I'm interviewing some actress from some new show. Okay, tomorrow could be, I'm with one of my non celebrity clients. Oh, that's why we're going to buy dog stuff tomorrow. Oh my God, it'd be fun. You know, that's in the morning. In the afternoon, I have five shows to do. And in the evening, so every day it's a recording session for an audio drama, or I have this for the music. Every day it's something different and I love it.
So I'm sure people are thinking, how in the world do you have time to do everything that you do? You talked about like calendars. How in the world are you able to maintain your sanity with everything you have going on?
I'm crazy. The sanity left in 2012. It's gone. So I don't know where that went. But no, and this is what I tell people, because I do sleep 7-8 hours a day. But I go to sleep. I mean, I sleep as I just got a clean bill of health from the doctor. I went to the doctor last Monday. He said, all my blood work came back actually amazing. I just got to lose weight. But everything else is
fine. We all do.
I know, right? I was like, I get it. So I just got to lose the fat. Okay, got it. But I'm not pre-diabetic. My cholesterol is good. Everything's good. So I was like, okay. Because I do rest. I drink lots of water and I do rest. But here's my answer I tell, because I get this question asked all the time. I go, you know how I do it all? I'm organized. Seriously, that's what it is. Because if I wasn't organized, I couldn't do the stuff. I couldn't have the stuff. I mean, I couldn't. So I literally schedule everything in. But I make sure I cut off at a certain time. I cut off at a certain this. And the thing I am trying to do, I got to do better of. I'm trying to get myself one day off a week. I've been as successful. I haven't. But I have been successful in getting parts of the day off for myself. So again, small steps lead to large rewards. I'm doing it to myself. Because I don't want to just work all the time. I don't want to work all the time. I don't want to, you know, I love what I do, then it becomes a burden. So, but I find time, because here's my thing. If you want to do it, you'll find time to do it.
True that.
Seriously, right? If you want to see somebody or do something, you'll find time. You'll carve out the time to do it if you really want it.
Right.
All these things I really want to do. So sometimes, you know, some things get bumped sometimes, and some things, you know, my kids and grandkids have dealt with a few things here and there, and they understand, and I try to get up to them later sometimes, because certain things get pushed out for other things professionally. But I still keep communication going. That's always the number one thing. But like this year, my stepdad passed away, my mom almost died. Mm. I had to take off 6 months.
Wow.
Couldn't do anything. I was caregiving, it was all full of that. And so I got a break from it. And so I was like, wow. So here's the funny part. When my mother started getting better, and I was like, okay, I can start coming back in. I was like, what do I do? How do I do this? But because I had systems in place, because I'm organized, yeah. I was able to slide back into this first, and then this, and then this, and this. And I was able to slowly kind of, that first month and a half was like, okay, now I'm sliding, now I'm back to my normal stuff here. But it was like, it took me a while to slide back in, but because I had it in place before I left, I was able to slide in. Right. I do it all, girl, I do it. I don't know how I do sometimes, but I do it. But I love it. I want to leave a lot of legacy behind before
yeah.
I go.
Yeah. Well, I feel like you're definitely, you know, on the right track, because you have so much, like you already have a whole legacy. So I'm excited to see what else you will do. What I would love to know from you is, what are some of your favorite organizing products?
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. There's a bunch of them anywhere. Okay. I love rolling carts. They're my latest thing. And I'm going to tell you one reason why I like them. My mother's a hoarder herself. She knows this. It's not a secret or anything. So I've been helping clear out. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I want to do for her, because she needed room to walk with a cane and a walker now. So I said, let's get rid of all these tables everywhere and TV trays and stuff. The carts are great because each level, I'm like, we're actually helping her get organized. Mm. Top level's things you need right away. Like the keys to the house and your wallet, your purse, like all this on top. Middle one is all your medications and all that. So like, and you can roll them wherever you want. Mm. Sometimes they're by her bed. Sometimes they're in the living room by the couch or by a chair. Like they can roll anywhere. And I'm like, these things are genius. I'm like, they've been around forever, of course. They have fancy ones. And I have this one right here. I got that from a Container Store that has papers in it. I can roll that around where I want. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I work outside, I have a big garden. For those of you who follow me, I have a huge garden. That's my big thing. There's times I can roll a cart with the stuff I'm going to work on and food and drink and roll it outside with me, sit in a chair, and I can do work outside and just grab what I need. The rolling carts are great, and you can store them anywhere. You can put them off to the side, put them in the closet. Like, they're not stationary. And they're not, I think a couple of rolling carts might change your life. That's what I was like, when I was thinking about that, like, that's my favorite thing. Also, old school, I don't care. I will always have a physical planner.
Gotcha.
I have one here too. Like, when you might get a notification this morning that we have our show.
Yeah.
I have one too. But every week, I sync up both. But a lot of times when I'm with clients and I'm booking, I bring this with me. I write in here and then add it into, I do both. So then my phone gives me a notification. I look at my thing every day. Oh, I got this today. And then these little whiteboards that tell you what I'm doing today. So those are my three things I will always use.
You can tell you're a media person because the whiteboard, everything's written down.
I got whiteboard.
Your hard copy and having your digital copy.
That's right. I have both. Because sometimes computers go down. I've had power happen. And like, and in that moment, so I'm like, what's next? I can't find out what's next. Like, what's next? So I just have it written down. I like backups. I like backups of stuff, just in case.
I love it. Okay. So this might be a hard question. Maybe not. You have done so much. But can you tell me, what is your one greatest professional achievement?
Well, all my professional achievements are personal on some level. I have a doctorate in divinity. That's one of my greatest achievements. So I'm Dr. Lott. You want to say that? That's one of my greatest achievements. I will say that was wonderful. But I will say this for folks at home. If you watch Days of Our Lives, there was a character named Hope Brady, played by Christian Alfonso. So I started watching Days of Our Lives back in the day. I'll say it, from 1983. I started watching 40 years ago. And she was my favorite actress on daytime TV. So then 38 years later, I had the opportunity, after all these near misses and online stuff, I got to meet her and interview her.
Wow.
And I saw like a baby. Like, I seriously, wow. I was just like, this is a full circle moment. And it's professional and it's personal, it's both. Because the fans were like, they know that James and this, and to get Hope and James together, oh my God. And it was, I got to ask her all the questions I wanted to ask her. And now she knows who I am. And that was 38 years in the making. And that was something I will never forget. And a close second, I just wanted to mention this too. There's a group called Loose Ends. They were big in the 80s. They had a bunch of hits. Mm-hmm. And they were on my show Breaking Into. It's again 30 some years later, and I got to sing one of their songs back to them. It's on camera. If you go to Breaking Into, Loose Ends, they were singing Mr. Bachelor. And I got to sing, and they were like, they were singing it with me. They're like, oh, I said, and I was like, I wanted to cry. It's like, I actually, 30 years later, I'm singing my favorite song of this band, and I'm in front of them. Jane Eugene was sitting right next to me. Lisa was sitting right next to me. So those are, but all my professional stuff that I've mentioned, they're all personal too. I think it's, for me, it's almost hard to separate there, because what we do in organizing, what I do in media, what you're doing in media, because you have a media show, what we're doing in media is personal. Yeah. It's, we're connecting with people. We are affecting change in people, you know, one show at a time, one organizing session at a time, one consultation at a time, whatever it is, we are personally connected. When we touch their stuff, we're touching them. And I always say to them when I come in, I'm going to respect your stuff. Just want you to know. And they're like, why do you always say that? I go, because no, seriously, when you touch something of somebody's in their house, it's very personal.
Yeah.
Very intimate. No matter what it is. It could be a plate. It could be a pair of underwear. It doesn't matter what it is.
Right.
And so we are personally changing lives by what we do. So I think that's probably why we're of service. So I think it's probably why everything I do professionally is personal.
James, thank you so much for being on. Thank you for taking the time to chat with us and let us learn a little bit more about you. I'm so grateful. Can you tell everyone where they can find out more information about you?
Support her, support the show, organize your ass, support her, support them, please. Please do that, folks. Say James sent you. Anybody who's watching me, you've seen her for the first time. You can follow me where all James Lott Juniors are, at James Lott Jr. and also media platforms. I'm on TikTok also, I'm a TikTok star apparently. I'm on there also, and I have a series on there called How to Get Super Organized Under a Minute. That's on my TikTok series. I've been doing that for a long time. I got to do a new one, actually. But I have all that. You can find me at alotofhelp.com. That's Lott with two T's. And underneath there, there's an orchestra organizer page. You can go there also for rates and things and all that kind of stuff. JLJ Media is a YouTube channel. And you can find the SOS Show at James Lott Jr. on any audio streaming service platform ever, along with my music.
Thank you all for joining us. Be sure to tune in next time for an all-new episode.